Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Come by, stay dry, say hi, and grab some grub and do some gambling
for the action.
Be careful
on the roads.
For sure. It is nasty out there, and like we always say, too, it's maybe not you, but the other guys out there you got to be careful for.
Well, I talked about aggressive coaches. You got aggressive drivers. Yeah, man, you drive over here in Louisiana, they got some aggressive ones now. And then some of them, you know, they barely moving on the highway.
Man, that's another
so
one for me,
like the yin and the yang of it.
Right. Sometimes those slow drivers cause more accidents than the fast ones.
You come on the bayou, you get a good full of that.
Oh, when I visit you, though, too much, I feel like the speed zones I there tell you. I'm, like, always mindful. It dips constantly.
Okay,
it goes up.
Ask me how many tickets I done got in Lafourche.
I'll tell you zero. You're Mike Dettillier.
No, not even that. No, I know how to read a sign. They tell me how fast I can go. No, you were the one who got a little bit too aggressive on the road. That's why you got a ticket.
My first time ever going to Manning Passing Academy, I did get a ticket, but I've been mindful ever since.
And what did I tell you ahead? Be careful, Steve. Be careful, Steve. But I ain't going to listen to you. I ain't okay.
But I'm doing like 55, and next thing you know, it drops down to 35. And I'm like, wait a minute, what happened?
Then your eyes wasn't good at that speed. me and Luke, man, we ain't got to worry about that. Our eyes are good to hear.
Oh, I'm a pro now. I know better. Looking at the action tonight, Mike, we mentioned Thursday night football coming up here on WWL 105.3 FM, Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions. That was some pretty good action on Thanksgiving football. You know, it's been a while since we've had good games.
Man, all across the board, it was really good, and that's why I think it was the highest rated, like, morning.
They're saying regular season game
TV,
ever, right.
And then Dallas hits the highest rated Thanksgiving show ever. And then the night game pulled as the biggest ratings ever for the NBC night game. Man, you got people watching TV all over the place. getting football, it's king. The NFL is king.
I laughed when, you know, you saw the numbers come out and they said the Thanksgiving game with the Kansas City Chiefs, Dallas Cowboys, most popular, most watched game NFL regular season game ever. Yeah. You don't have to worry about this league losing its popularity.
No. And then, you know, in a couple years back, you know, it kind of hit the skids a little bit here and there. A lot of turbulence in the water. And people, the NFL's dead.
Yeah,
okay,
dead.
If you don't want to watch it, hey, that's your privilege. You don't have to watch it. But they got a lot of people watching. If you love football, you know, hey, it's there for you. And almost every night of the week. When you look
right
at
now,
it
yeah.
from Thursday and then all college football, and then you got the championship games this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and then a really good slate of NFL games this weekend. Very interesting slate of games.
Looking at things we were talking about, Coach Summerall earlier, Tulane playing tomorrow against North Texas. And also getting things ready with his new situation at Florida right now.
Well, he told me he was juggling a lot of balls. But
I imagine.
He did tell Charlie and I at the end when I told him, hey, Coach, man, I really appreciate everything. And you didn't have to do this afternoon, but I appreciate you coming on. He was like, hey, when we win, I'm going to come on next week. I was like, wait a minute, I got that on tape now. It just ain't me and you talking. He was like, you heard it. I'm going to be on next week. So,
very cool cat.
Coach John Summerall has really been fantastic to us here and doing those shows. And if you tell him 4:30, and Charlie can attest to that, it's 4:30. He's most of the time real early on those call-ins. And you ask someone a question, and he can answer it. You know, because you get some of these coaches, man.
Tap dancing.
It's alphabet soup.
Sure.
They just tell you what they want to tell you, but not with Coach Summerall. He gives it to you, and he gives it to you straight. And, hey, and I like that. None of this word soup. I don't get that.
Charlie and I were getting a nice laugh out of the Florida fans when the news came out. Gator Nation seemed to be up in arms over the hiring.
You know what a lot of that have to do?
They don't watch football.
No, Billy Napier.
Oh, I hear you, right.
Come on, what happened with Billy? They think, it's Billy 2.0.
Lather, rinse, repeat, like we said earlier.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's a different cat. He's wired a lot different than Billy. You talk about a competitive dude. And we around coaches that are competitive and at a high level. He is at the highest level as far as being competitive. And, how he handles young men and understanding name, image, likeness, transfer portal, he gravitated to that very quickly. And I can say, that was a big calling for Lane Kiffin. And that was a downfall for Brian Kelly. He didn't want to embrace any of that. I'm gonna get 90% of my roster from the high school ranks. What? Dude, come on. Whoever wrote that script for you wrote it to you bad.
Yeah.
That might have come out of his own head, but it wasn't like that last year. He said that the year before. I told Charlie he didn't lost his damn mind if he thinks that 90% of his roster is going to be from the high school ranks. That's not happening in today's world.
With all the coaching buzz going on, are you surprised at all his name really hasn't surfaced at all?
No, not at all. Not at all. And listen, it happens to all of us in every profession that you haven't adapted enough. And it's time to walk. And he may come back one day.
Sure.
To be a coach. But you better adapt. Because if you adapt, you die. If you don't. I mean, you got to adapt to today's world.
We're going to take a break here. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. After the break, Sam Spiegelman, national recruiting analyst for Rivals and On3 Sports, will join us. We're taking that break. Coming back with more of Sports Talk on WWL right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yes, indeed, folks. Welcome back in weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, hanging out in the Game Bar and Grill. Happy to welcome in now Sam Spiegelman, National Recruiting Analyst for Rivals and On3 Sports. Man, Sam, appreciate the time, though. It is crazy out there right now.
Yeah, you are not kidding. This is about as crazy of an early signing period as we've had in a couple of years, and it's only going to get crazier until tomorrow.
Yeah, Sam, it's the first time I can remember the Friday, because, you know, I would say probably 90% of the signees were done the Wednesday. Now we're getting into a lot of, kind of tap the brake. And a lot of that having to do with the fact you have connections with assistant coaches, and now we play in the Ouija board game of coaches. They going here, there, everywhere else. And it's given another dynamic. But you know what? If you college football, it continues the interest even longer with it. It's a great sport to cover. But the intrigue of the coaches, assistant coaches, where the high school kids are going to go. And before we blink, transfer portal.
You're not wrong at all, Mike. Not only are the relationships to head coaches, coordinators, assistant coaches, general managers, players, personnel directors, there's also the elephant in the room that these kids get paid very handsomely to go to these schools. And all of a sudden, you know, we've put a lot of emphasis on we've explored all these campuses. We've got good relationships with these people. But hey, a real college football playoff contender, whether they're nearby or maybe they got a new coach who's trying to make a bang here, is also all of a sudden offering a very lucrative NIL package. And we've seen today Zoom meetings for that quote unquote official visit Zoom meetings, which even during the pandemic, we saw kids go to campus to get a closer look. So we're in a new era of college football. I couldn't agree more. It's brought some life back into the early signing window. It's made even obvious recruitments have a little more wrinkles and twists to it, and I think it's good for the sport. It's signing day should be fun. It shouldn't be chalkboard material by any means.
Give us your assessment. It's a small class so far, and for LSU, it could increase a couple more by the end of the weekend. But your thoughts on Lane Kiffin and being able to hold most of the recruits that had committed to LSU to stay in place, and then he did a little bit of jumbling himself of bringing in a couple guys that he wanted. So your thoughts on LSU's recruiting under Lane Kiffin in year one?
I've been really impressed by what Lane Kiffin and especially what the new general manager over there, Billy Glasscock, have been able to do in a very short period of time. You know, of course, Lane Kiffin was probably the most prominent storyline in college football the past week and a half, where he would end up. The fact that he chose LSU, I think that, you know, kids watch College Game Day and they see all the social media buzz. They know that this guy has transformed the Ole Miss program. They know that he's got electric offenses. We know that he's got a personality. And he hit the ground running when he got to Baton Rouge. We know that he met with some of the most high-profile members of this class. We saw today that the number one defensive lineman in America, Rich Anderson from Carr, the paperwork finally showed up in Baton Rouge. And I'm telling you that tomorrow there's a very good chance that Lamar Brown, the number one player in the country, follows suit, which, you know, for all the recruiting battles that LSU face in the midst of a coaching change, big Rich Anderson check, Lamar Brown heading in that direction. And another one, Bryson Martinez, a really uber athletic offensive lineman from East Ascension, was very highly coveted by the University of Texas, which I don't need to tell you folks, they have plenty of money to spend over in Austin, still chose to go to LSU. They signed the number one receiver in the state, Jabari Mack. They flipped a couple of kids, pass catchers in particular, that were supposed to go to Lane at Ole Miss, now we're going to Baton Rouge. And we all know that this university hired Lane Kiffin with the intention of spending a lot of money in the transfer portal to fill big needs. And for LSU, that means at quarterback and it means at offensive line. So between signing potential, you know, the number ones and two linemen in America and a couple of really great pieces in your own state, they got a lot of ammunition going into the next portal phase where they should have plenty of money to spend on assembling this roster.
Sam, one of the things you brought up, Lamar Brown, he came to a couple of our camps. And, man, the first time I saw him, he was, you know, he was playing offensive line. I walked up to him, and he just kind of smiled at me, and I said, hey, Lamar, if you wanted to, you could be the number one offensive lineman in the country. And he was like, Coach, I'm playing defense. I'm like, okay, I get that. But, man, he was moving things all over the field. And what a unique athlete Lamar Brown is. For people who haven't watched him play, kind of give us a little bit of a rundown of just the type player Lamar Brown is, number one athlete in the country. And I firmly believe that right now he would be a better offensive guard than he would be a defensive lineman. But I know his heart and his head is into playing defense.
Mike, you took the words right out of my mouth. If he wanted to play offensive line, I know a ton of schools in the SEC and around the country who would sign him up to play offensive line tomorrow for their teams, even the college football playoff teams. The first time I saw Lamar Brown, he was playing offensive line, and he was mauling kids as a freshman. He is an absolute freak of an athlete. I know that term gets used all the time, but there's only one player in this state that I could really remember that had a chance to play on both sides of the ball, Dar Rosenthal from Faraday back in the day, and Lamar Brown, as great as an athlete as Dar was, and eventually he did move to offensive tackle. Lamar Brown is just scratching the surface at defensive line. I think you and I both agree he could go play offensive line and be a first-round pick inside a guard, and he can be a tone setter for that offensive line, and he's shown it for U-High, which is still kicking in the playoffs, so some fans will be able to see what Lamar Brown is capable of. But he's been spending time with a personal D-line trainer. We know that he's got an incredible short shuttle. We know that the athleticism that we see him blocking in space, it also shows when he's hustling and bustling down the line, when he's putting pressure on the quarterback, he can play on the edge, he can move inside, and he's taken on a lot more snaps playing on both sides of the ball as a senior for U-High. I'm with you. He is the number one player in the country. He is as close to a sure thing as any prospect in this country, which is always a gamble when you're talking about high school recruits. And I think if you're an LSU fan and you're getting ready to get excited about Lamar Brown, just know he's just scratching the surface of playing defensive line. So in 2 or 3 years, when it really starts to click and he finds his gear, we're talking about a difference maker at probably the most important position on defense right now.
Give your thoughts on Chris Henry Jr. God bless him, man. I knew his dad, and he was an unbelievable high school football player. Really was a very good college and into the pros. Just tragically passed away. But your thoughts on Chris Henry Jr., who was a commit, and Ohio State thought a very firm one, and then, I don't know about that because I lost my coach. Now he's going to USF, and Coach Brian leaves. Your thoughts on Chris Henry and where you think he may end up in this process?
You know, Mike, I remember his dad, too. He was excellent for Bell Chase. He was excellent at West Virginia. He was excellent on those Carson Palmer, Cincinnati Bengals teams. And I think if Chris Henry Sr. was still here, he would be in shock at just the young man and the player that his son is and has morphed into. If he's not the number one receiver in the country for most boards, he's right there at number two, give or take. Listen, he was one of the first commitments to Brian Hartline and Ryan Day over in Columbus, and he's been committed for more than 2 years. You know, take that for what you will, because what does a verbal commitment mean until he signs on the dotted line? But he has been a part of that class for 2+ years. Over the last month and change, we've heard a lot of chatter about Dan Lanning and the Ducks making a run at Chris Henry. Of course, Chris played his senior season out on the West Coast at Mater Dei. So Eugene is a little bit of a closer fix for the members of his circle that want to go see him play on Saturdays. But down the stretch, like you said, Brian Hartline officially takes the job at USF on National Signing Day. We're told that not only is Oregon a threat, Texas has made a substantial NIL offer to get involved here. They were working to get him on campus the same weekend that Bryson Martinez took his official visit, that Big Rich Anderson took his official visit. We know that USC has had chatter with him, and we've even heard that LSU has reached out to someone who has ties to the state. The asking price for Chris Henry is as high as I've heard for a player at his position in any recent recruiting cycle. If I were to guess who can afford to pay him, I would assume Oregon. He's been tied there. People I trust have connected him to the Ducks, but I would not sleep on the Longhorns because they got plenty of oil money out there in Austin, and they are desperate to add a five-star receiver to this class if they can.
Yeah, that Nike money's pretty good, too. you know, Phil, one thing with Phil Knight, man, he's going to spend it if he thinks he can bring him a championship. Your thoughts on the Tulane Green Wave? I was surprised. We had Gary Smith on talking about it. I didn't think they'd sign as many high school players as they have, but they were able to keep a good bulk of that together, despite the fact, you know, John Sumrall leaving to go to Florida.
Yeah, they were in a very tough spot. Not only is John Sumrall going to Florida, but he's got ideas to potentially bring a couple of those commitments that, listen, since John Sumrall and Cole Hurd have been at Tulane, New Orleans has been home to a lot of Power Four prospects on that Green Wave roster that we've seen all go to some Power Four schools, including his quarterback got paid more than $1 million to go play for Duke, and John Sumrall and the Wave beat him. His running back went up to Oregon, didn't play, but he probably will next year and be a damn good player. They know how to evaluate and scout over there. We did see some attrition, which is it's inevitable when there's a coaching change. Usually you see it with out-of-state kids, but we've seen some out-of-state, some in-state. Like you said, keeping the nucleus in check, that's pretty impressive. They don't know who their head coach is going to be. For those kids to stick in, that's the belief in the program. That's the belief in the culture that Willie Fritz and then John Sumrall put in place in Tulane. I think it's one of the most attractive group of five options out there. The talent base in New Orleans and the GNO, why wouldn't you jump at that job? Whoever gets that job is going to inherit some really good kids, a really good roster, and they're going to be able to recruit the heck out of the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, I understand the timing is sort of awkward, but for me, I'd be surprised if it wasn't Blake Baker. I think he's got that opportunity, and you're a legacy guy, former Tulane linebacker. Come on, that would seemingly fit here, but I think, you know, with Blake, he'll have opportunities, you know, if he wants to stay at LSU as a coordinator, if he won't, you know, Memphis, he's had talks with. So I think either Saturday or Monday we'll find out for sure. But looks to be that Blake Baker would be the front runner for this job. One guy LSU signed that a lot of people don't know about, and maybe you can give us a little bit more information on, that's Kerry Barber Jr. From the Alabama area, highly recruited by Alabama, Georgia, ends up committing to Ole Miss. And he was one of the first guys Lane Kiffin was able to bring to LSU.
You are spot on, Mike. This was one of the guys that Lane Kiffin and the new wide receiver coach, George McDonald, zeroed in on. LSU had a really good class of receivers ready for them to inherit. We know that Jabari Mack from Destrehan signed. We know that they made decisions on Kenny Darby and Kervin Johnson, and they went after Brayton Allen from LCA, who has been having a stellar senior season for the Knights, and they made sure to get Corey Barber, who, you know, he's not much when you see him physically, about 5'10", 190 pounds, but boy, can he move. He's got sub-4.4 speed. He is a true speed game breaker with vertical speed, can make plays in space. Tests out of the absolute water. You are spot on with that. Georgia wanted him. Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss won a very competitive recruitment for him. And as soon as he got the offer and the interest from George McDonald and Lane Kiffin, it wasn't even much of a discussion. He was a big part of what they were trying to build over at Ole Miss. He was their key receiver in that group, and he wasted no time jumping on board with LSU. It goes to show the faith that he has in Lane Kiffin as a play caller.
Sam, definitely appreciate you carving out some time for us tonight.
Of course, boys. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Appreciate it.
Sam Spiegelman, National Recruiting Analyst. You can follow him at Rivals or On3 Sports. Taking a break. When we come back, we'll get a Saints practice update. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining us right after this. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff, folks, on WWL. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back into weekend kickoff, folks, here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We've got Thursday Night Football, 7 p.m., 105.3 FM, and the Odyssey app. That's between Dallas and Detroit. Meanwhile, over on 870 AM, we'll have Pelicans versus T-Wolves. Sunday, we've got Saints at Tampa Bay. Joining us now, sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, also our WWL digital content producer. Jeff, how's it going out there, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Staying dry, you know, staying warm. I got to walk the dog soon. I'm not looking forward to that. But otherwise, you know, can't complain. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Jeff, in this game with Tampa, who has been a beat-up football team, looked like a bunch of them went to Lourdes and got treated. They got the holy water sprinkled on them because, man, that list today is mighty short on guys that did not participate. And the only one that didn't was Tristan Wirfs. He's got an oblique injury, but I told Steve, by tomorrow, he's going to be limited and he's going to play. You know, Tristan Wirfs, he don't need no practice. That's for the unskilled. He's skilled. He knows what he's doing. It'll be interesting to see the matchup here because one of the things I've heard from Todd Bowles is that we can't get pressure on the quarterback. We have not been able to put any heat, and quarterbacks are just picking us apart throwing the football. And he gives you a lot of different looks. Sometimes it looks like it's man coverage and it turns into zone. And sometimes it looks like it's zone and turns into man. And he does a lot of things mixing and matching out to show a young quarterback something, and it's really not there. It's almost like a pee and shell game. I think that's good in Tyler Shuck's development. I'm interested in the matchup here on what he sees and what's reality. It's almost like the mirage when you play Todd Bowles, but they got people healthy now, and Hassan Reddick could give them some pass rough oomph.
Yeah,
that they haven't had in a while because, man, this is a team, and watching film of them, they have not rushed a quarterback well at all.
Yeah, I'm sure the Saints would be thrilled they don't have to face the juggernaut of Anthony Nelson again, who had like the game of his life the last time they played because Hassan Reddick was out. I think this game, you know, and the Bucs in general, they send a ton of pressure and they send it early. I think Mark Schlereth talked about this when he was on with us. They blitz to get you behind the chains more so than, you know, maybe on third down. But they have the third highest blitz rate in the NFL. And this is the third straight game the Saints have gone against a team that is in the top six in the NFL in blitz rate. The Falcons are number two. The Bucs are number three. The Dolphins are number six. And I do think, you know, how Tyler Shuck develops and starts handling the pressure better is going to be kind of fascinating to watch over the final five games. Because if you look at his numbers, the splits, if I'm a defensive coordinator looking at this, I'm sending a blitz every time. So when he's not blitzed, he's 86 of 117. He's completed 73.5% of his passes. He's got 800 yards, three touchdowns, three interceptions. He's taken a few too many sacks. He's got 11 sacks. When he has been blitzed, 21 of 47, 44.7%, 265 yards, two touchdowns, an interception. He's been sacked three times. So you're just not getting the production when that extra rusher is coming. And it's not all on the quarterback. Some of it's on the protection. The sack fumble last week was on the wide receiver not picking up the blitz on his side. And Devon Vele took full credit for that in his post game. But no, I mean, that's whenever you play the Bucs, whenever you play Todd Bowles, handling those pressure looks is going to be the biggest thing. And, you know, the Saints are probably going to be without Taliese Fuaga this week. He's dealing with an ankle injury, which is a different ankle injury than the one he dealt with coming out of the Rams game. He injured the other ankle late against the Dolphins. And that sounds like a miserable thing to have injuries to both ankles if you're a 300-pound offensive lineman. So I'd be surprised if he gets out there. And so that just means you're going into another game with kind of a patchwork group and not what you expected to start the season with. So, yeah, I think just in general, how the quarterback, how the offense handles those pressure looks is going to be real important.
I'd be shocked, too, if Kamara played. Devin Neal would seem to be the guy that they'll lean on again pretty hard at the running back position. But I think you got to be able to try to run the ball a little bit on Tampa Bay. And I know that's one of the things they do fairly well is actually stop the run. But I think a lot of the blitzing so far is happening with Tampa because they haven't been able to get a pass rush with anything else. You got to send extra people. Your thoughts on Devin Neal and how he's progressed as a running back in the NFL?
Yeah, just to further your point, you know, the Bucs, they've only allowed 23 rushes of 10-plus yards. This year, it's the third fewest in the NFL. Only the Seahawks and the Broncos have allowed fewer. And the Saints are not exactly a team that you would expect to add much to that total because they just have not been able to find those explosive runs to save their lives. But no, Devin's an interesting guy. Like, I think he's a very consistent player. I think they trust him. And that's important when you're talking about a rookie running back. Like, you don't see a lot of – when's the last time you saw a rookie taking on this big of a role for this Saints offense? I mean, maybe Kamara, but even he had Mark Ingram there alongside him. I can't recall how much they used Mark Ingram as a rookie. But, you know, it's going to be important. I mean, you have to be able to generate offense on the ground. Like, look at the first half of that game, first to second half of that game last week in Miami, and how much easier everything felt when you weren't ripping off 8-10-yard runs, but you were getting consistently 3, 4, 5 yards falling forward. And the difference between, you know, a tackle for loss on first down and just a gain of 2 or 3 yards is significant. Like, you don't need to average 5 yards a carry to be successful, but you can't average 1. And I think Devin is the type of player that I think as he kind of develops in the NFL, he can be kind of one of those consistent, bowling ball type players where, you know, he's not going to get driven back. He can play in the pass game. He understands how to just turn his head, get upfield. I'd like to see him break more tackles. I think that's probably where I've been disappointed thus far is there's been opportunities where it's like, he's got to run through that guy. But no, I mean, I think he is a long-term player for this team. I don't know if he's the ultimate answer as an RB1, as a replacement when Alvin Kamara inevitably hangs it up. But I do think that this, you know, there's a lot of players you look at on this roster And you can say, are they ready to be the primary player right now? Probably not. But when you're 2-10, it doesn't matter. Like, you're going to have reps that you want back. You're going to make mistakes. This is when you want those mistakes to happen, right? These next five games are the games where a guy like Devin Neal, you need to put him in uncomfortable situations and see how he handles it. That's true of Quincy Riley. That's true of Kool-Aid McKinstry. It's true of Jonas Sanker. It's true of Danny Stutzman. And to their credit, the Saints coaches have been very willing to put young players in those kind of tested environments. And, you know, Devin, I have a feeling Devin's going to have one of these games, the breakout game at some point, because it sure would be nice to see the Saints, you know, tick over 100 rushing yards in a game, which I don't think they've done in like the last two calendar months.
Oof. One of the things that's been a surprise to me, and in a positive, is how well the young secondary has played this year. Okay, you're going to give up big plays. It's not like you're getting a consistent pass rush all the time, but how well Quincy Riley, and I think you see the maturity in Kool-Aid, and he's played much better in year two than year one. Jonas Sanker has a prominent role there when Blackman looked to be the guy, and then he gets hurt again. That part of the Saints, for me, Jeff, has been a surprise to me how well the young kids have holed up, and they've been attacked. Because when you got rookies out there, I know a veteran quarterback saying, man, to hell with that, I'm throwing it at the rookie. But they got amnesia. They don't let one bad play affect the next.
I agree with that. And, you know, when they've struggled, it's been tackling. We saw some sketchy tackling against the Dolphins. But you know, the story of this season hasn't been a ton of explosive plays against the young defense. And that's what I was worried about going in. And again, I mean, these are situations that you got to trust the young players. So something to keep an eye on. Jonas Sanker appeared on the injury report today with a head injury. We couldn't get an answer out of Brandon Staley as to what exactly that was. But Justin Reed doesn't look like he's going to play. He's dealing with a knee injury. So, you know, you have a potential for a very thin situation on the back end, and that's not going to be good against a guy like Baker Mayfield.
Great stuff, Jeff. Appreciate you stopping by. And what can folks see at WWL.com besides your practice report?
All the good stuff, man. All the good stuff. I'm going to wrote up Mark Schlereth, what he had to say on Tyler Shuck. I recommend anyone check that out because Mark's the guy that, you know, I trust his assessment. He's a guy who's called two Saints games since Tyler Shuck has been the starter. So definitely go check that out.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Talk to you soon, man.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, our WWL's digital content producer as well, joining us there. We're going to take a break, come back with more of Weekend Kickoff at Treasure Chest Casino right after this, folks. Stay tuned on WWL. Wrapping up this hour of Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. We're going to get back into our Pick 6 segment, find out what he did over the weekend, and also our selections for this weekend's action of NFL and college. Plus, we're going to talk to Kristen Nuss, professional beach volleyball player, coming up a Santa in the Sand charity event. Back with more of Weekend Kickoff right after this, folks. Stay tuned on WWL.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.